And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company. And my friend and star of the show, Captain Bobby Apriscato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. And we got to see each other earlier
Man,
this week.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You walked up to me, dude. I hadn't seen you in so long. All we do is talk on the radio. I can't tell by your voice on the radio how much weight you've lost, man. You're like the lean, mean fighting machine.
I was ready, just ready for fishing, man. Yeah. So
you walked up to me and hugged me, and I didn't even realize it was you until you backed off a little bit.
Well,
of course, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. It was pitch black dark too. So there's that, you know.
There is, and we got to go fishing. Yeah, talk about that. We went tagging.
Went tagging, man. That was a way cool deal, yeah, that South Alabama put on. We had some guests, and they called it a pro-am event. We had an intern with us that were tagging the legal fish that we caught, scoring points, and had a number of fishing guys. I don't know how many total they had, probably a dozen or 14 guys with a boat full of people, and we went out and caught fish and tagged them, and man, it was a neat deal. A lot of fun. The weather was real good, which is really, when they, you know, as far in advance as they planned that thing to have the kind of weather we did, that's another miracle too.
Yeah, it was perfect. And by the way, coming up on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors this weekend, we'll talk about those tags and the money behind those tags where people could cash in when you catch one of those fish. We'll describe that more coming up on Saturday. So let's talk about the rest of the week since I've seen you. How's fishing been?
It's been good. It continues to be, you know, for us at least, big numbers of fish, and that's just typical for this time of year. We had kind of that typical day the other day, just tons of fish, just, you know, lots of fish on bird school, not necessarily bird schools, but on shrimp schools. We saw some birds a couple times, but a lot of times I was focusing on shrimp, and we're catching a lot of fish around those. You know, you can use live bait and that sort of thing, but you know, this time of year, because it's more of run and gun fishing, I focus a little bit more on artificial bait fishing, just trying to, you know, once you find the fish, you know, go, you don't want to be baiting up hooks and casting out and that sort of thing. You find them when they're schooled up on these shrimp schools, and it's, you don't need live bait. So we've been doing a lot of artificial bait fishing with, you know, fake shrimp under a popping cork or a jig. We've caught some fish today. We've caught some fish already today on just on grubs, you know. So that's even a simpler concept than the popping cork. So that's kind of been the deal for us. You know, everybody knows with the lack of rain that we've had, we've got this big, you know, high salinity push mm-hmm. up into the Delta, and you and I are both kind of trying not to put the whammy on it, but we're getting a lot of salty water up into the Delta. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that with some cold weather, and lack of upstate rain, that hopefully our Delta thing's going to happen, and that's not going to be too much longer, I think, to at least go out there and start, you know, go up there and start checking some things.
Yeah, the salinity's there. I mean, when I, you know, up the bay, seeing Spanish up the bay, we know the salinity's there. We just got to wait for that cold. What's that temperature? You're always talking about basing your calendar on the temperature. What do you see that transition temperature being?
Well, 75 is when it starts to turn into the full, fall transition, and then, you know, 75 degrees and falling from there. And usually when it starts to fall, it starts dropping pretty quickly. We're right around that range right now. You know, if you fished, we were talking about it this morning already, you know, it feels a little cooler when you run it a little bit. Mm-hmm. When you grab one of the fish that we've caught, the fish are still warm. So the water temperature is still in that mid 75 degree range. When it starts falling under 75 and getting under 70, that's when things really start to happen. It's not too far away. We just got to have like a couple good cold snaps, and that all's going to start happening.
All right, so we're waiting on that, but right now targeting, you still the same areas of Mississippi Sound or in the bay or what?
Yep, same areas, and that's going to be that way again until we get some cooler weather. But, you know, we've mentioned this, I'm sure, on just a couple of the previous reports. As you're moving in those places that we're just talking about from point A to point B, keep your eyes open for bird activity. You know, don't run past any kind of bird activity, because I'm telling you right now, the shrimp being on the move right now, you see some of that bird activity, and it can be in the most unlikely place. A lot of times it can be some really quality fish, and we've had that make some of our trips here lately, and I have over the years as well, you know, not running past one of those bird schools like that.
Yeah, y'all keep your eyes on the birds, and better yet, if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you to go look at those bird schools and catch some trout, how do they do it?
Go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website, and we'll get you fixed up either via phone or the email.
All right, great stuff, Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Okay, old buddy. Have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.